Listener Production.
Good morning and welcome to Townsville Local News. It's Eloise Arnold with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Here's what we're covering today. Monday, January 23, school returns today. Increase in vehicle number plate thefts and animal shelters raise concern of being overworked. School's back for North Queensland public school students this week after nearly 2 months off. Teachers have been preparing for their new students for a week already, but it's parents who can have the biggest impact on calming their kids' nerves. Child and adolescent psychologist Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg says it's often toughest for preppies as well as students jumping to high school.
The secret lies in planning. So going to orientation events, practicing getting into routine. So waking up early, making sure that you've got uniform and bag, having all the stationery and books and practicing travel to school.
Over the last couple of weeks, Queensland Police have noticed an increase in vehicle number plate thefts in the Townsville district. Officers say the number plates are often being stolen from cars parked on the street outside homes or workplaces, as well as on private grounds within open carports or driveways. Police are encouraging all vehicle owners to be aware of crime prevention strategies that will help. These include parking your vehicle in a well-lit area, installing good automatic lighting at your home where you normally park, using anti-theft screws to secure your registration plates, which can be purchased from hardware and auto stores as well as some police stations. And police are urging people to consider installing CCTV outside their homes. In other news, rescue shelters are concerned they'll be overworked again this year due to the rising cost of living. According to the Animal Welfare League Queensland, 551 animals were surrendered to its shelters in the last quarter of 2022 alone. Spokesperson Craig Montgomery encourages Queenslanders to rehome pets themselves before turning to shelters, as many are at capacity already.
When people are put into positions where they have to make decisions that are going to, I guess, determine whether they can afford to live or not, often pets are impacted by that decision.
Let's take a look at some sport now. The Townsville Fire dominated on the court at the weekend when the team took on Adelaide Lightning. The girls led the Southern side through all four quarters, defeating the Lightning 92-63. Carly Samuelson was on fire, scoring 29 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists and 2 steals for the side. Deanna Hawkins also scored 21 points for the Fire, with captain Lauren Nicholson pulling up with 15. Next, the Townsville girls will take on UC Capital. And Queensland will send its best male and female Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cricketers to Alice Springs next month for the National Indigenous Cricket Championships. Of those is Townsville local Grace Abdi, who played in the Queensland Open Schools team last season. The National Indigenous Cricket Championships will bring together 7 men's and 5 women's teams from across Australia to compete for the national title in T20 format. And now you're up to date with what's happening in our backyard and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.